So much of what we and our neighbors in the nation know about our Catholic Church is mediated through the lens of others, many of whom simply don't know the story. Earlier this month, PBS ran a documentary entitled God in America, purporting to be a balanced study of the influence of faith in shaping U.S. history and molding our national character. There's a lot in that series that we would want to praise. And the whole concept of faith in America is something we would want to praise. While early on in the series, a disastrously unsuccessful Franciscan-led effort to evangelize the Pueblos in Mexico, New Mexico, came in for a predictable criticism as the script rather naively applied 21st century values to the age of discovery, you can look for many, many, many hours in that series and not learn about the things that all of us know are a part of the history of the Catholic Church in the New World. Bleached out of this documentary are the stories of the works of thousands and thousands of women and men religious who educated millions of some of the poorest children in this nation. There's one reference to the establishment of a school system, but there is no reference to the enormous impact on the poor that those schools have had. Thousands of healthcare and social service institutions, hospitals, orphanages, asylums, homes for the aged that were and are a substantive part, a thread that runs throughout this entire fabric, are simply ignored. The impact of Catholic social justice teaching on the efforts of organized labor in the 30s and 40s and the work of the church to bring about just legislation governing child labor, decent working conditions, fair wages, all passed over in silence. If you came from another planet and you landed here and watched that, you could come away with the idea there was some religious influence in the United States, but you'd learn very little about the Catholic Church. It reminds me of Michener's book, Poland, that purports to be a history of Poland and never mentions the Catholic Church. This year, Catholic Charities USA celebrated its centenary, noting that 9 million people this year alone were assisted by Catholic charities across this country. You would watch in vain for so-called fair and balanced presentations to hear anything about that. The celebration of it took place in this city. I'm sure you're all familiar with all the coverage of it. If I had hours rather than minutes for this introduction, we could go on and list case after case after case of what has become substantive but subtle redimensioning of how we look at faith, faith experience, faith-based entities, and their impact on our culture.